Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all matcha love products on itoin.com using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com. Summer is coming and that means vacation, but if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow and that means nothing from last summer will fit and we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming and trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer and Michael Kaufman, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Happy quarantine, where every day seems like a Monday.
I'm freezing, by the way, right now.
And I'm sweating.
It's so cold.
It's 71 degrees in here.
It's freezing.
Jana and I have a constant battle throughout the day of the thermostat. And usually she wins somehow.
No, I don't. Usually it's split in the middle.
Which it is right now.
It's freezing though.
Would you like to go turn it off?
Well, it's like it's blowing on me. I'm just really sick of this house.
And Jana likes to say that when she's wearing like a tank top and like booty shorts.
No.
She's like, I'm so cold.
I don't put some clothes on. I don't own a pair of booty shorts. So I don't know which booty shorts you're talking about.
Shorts like you sleep in or something.
Okay. I don't own a pair of booty shorts. Let me just be very clear about that.
Shorts that don't go past very far your legs.
Okay. Yeah. This quarantine has been interesting because there's a lot of things that I've noticed. Like, how loud you chomp when you eat your chips. You
should have heard yourself just now.
And your sandwiches.
Pretty little Jana eating like a hippopotamus.
What have you noticed, Mike, being stuck in the house with me?
How much I love you and appreciate every moment we spend together.
Oh, wow. Well, that's cute. That's
the difference between you and me.
I have to say, though, I first want to just say how fortunate we are to be in our house.
Yes.
Because when we were in Canada, we'll give you a quick quarantine. For a lot of you guys obviously already know this, but we went to Canada for about 48 hours because at the time we were told that it was okay to travel to Canada because it wasn't bad over there. Mm-hmm. And so we packed up the kids and eight bags worth of, you know,
nine suitcases, stuff. Two car seats, and a stroller later.
Once we got to Canada, though, is when I started to get nervous.
Well, as everyone knows, this all escalated, not even day by day, but like hour by hour, things were changing.
Mm-hmm.
So you were halfway through filming the first day of filming.
Well, I mean, even before filming, I mean, when we got there Saturday, Sunday, I was just like, I was on the phone with my agents and managers being like, I don't know how they haven't shut down production. Right. This is getting crazy. They're talking about border closes and that, you know, I kept talking to you and having that, I was shaking in bed.
Yeah.
Massive anxiety attack that I had because it felt like wrong to be there, to not be home and in our house. But then at the same time, I'm like, all right, well, if we can be making money and it's safer here, they say, and there's it's clearly safe because they haven't shut it down. So I just tried to think that. But then when we were on set and everyone was, you know, they're going around like taking people's temperature. And I'm like the person being like, well, technically the symptoms show like you're contagious before the symptoms. So you taking the temperatures right now. But, you know, I was trying to also keep a job.
Right.
So, you know. It's just, yeah, and then we filmed one scene, and then when I went to go change for the next scene, the producers came in, and they're like, we're shutting production down, and then I just started bawling my eyes out, because I'm like, oh my God, how are we going to get home?
And two they're hours shutting later, down the border. 2 hours later, we're in a car crossing the border, so we can just get across to the United States.
Yeah.
And because everything was changing so quick, we're like, let's just get to the U.S., and the border was an hour away, so like let's just get across lines, state, you know, country lines, and then figure out how to get home.
Thankfully, Sarah and her dad came to the rescue. Mm-hmm. I called her bawling my eyes out because the flights. There was this one flight we were going to take. It was going to stop in Washington, which, as I know, was a really bad place for the COVID-19. And so, but that flight actually ended up getting canceled. So we would have been. stuck in Canada. And I'm getting canceled. We would have been stuck in Canada.
Yeah. And then not to mention customs coming back, flying back into the U.S. and how crazy that would have been. So,
yeah, we're just, but I know there's a lot of, the whole point to say is I know there's a lot of people right now that are stuck. I was watching Good Morning America this morning and there's so many people stuck in Italy and just across the world. Yeah, and
it's unfortunate.
I just want to also say I know how grateful we are that we are home. And I, even though we joke and we make, you know, silly comments about being stuck at home and we're so bored. Like, I am so grateful to be bored at our house.
Yes. Very and home. Fortunate, very blessed to be here together, healthy as a family through all this. And, you know, we think about everyone else out there and just hope that everyone's doing what they can to stay safe. And
how are you doing, by the way? Because I know, I mean, joking aside, how have you been being stuck, you know, if that quarantine life?
I'm fine.
I feel like this is like your jam.
I mean,
this is like your best case scenario.
I live for like an isolated lifestyle. This is just filling my anti-socialism, that part of me that just likes to be on my own. No, I mean, you know me. I don't panic much.
No.
At all. So I just take what life is giving us right now. And looking at what we have, and that's, again, us together under the same roof, healthy right now. And, you know, the rest is, there's, we can only control what we can control.
Tell them when you took it serious. Because I just find that really funny.
Yeah, and sometimes I'm naive to a fault with certain things. And that's where you and I balance each other out.
Yeah.
We're both, you know, ends of the spectrum with how we react to things. So sometimes I'm a little naive in how calm or collected I may be. So I took it serious when I was watching SportsCenter, watching Get Up one morning. And when they had like a breaking news and like, you know, Mike Greenberg is like going to his ear like, wait, hold on. Yep. And like getting that kind of thing. I'm like, wait, am I watching CNN right now? Like if it's not about where Tom Brady's going to sign and they're talking about some pandemic going on, I was like, okay, this is real. I was like, hold on. If SportsCenter is having this breaking news that's about something other than sports, I was like, all right, it hit me. And then when things started canceling.
Like March Madness.
March Madness canceling. Crazy. Seasons getting those suspended. Poor, like, I was kids. Just like, all right, this is the real deal right now. But I am happy to see all these athletes and owners of teams and stuff stepping up and still employing the people that work at their arenas. And work.
Did you see the Pistons, Little Caesars? I think it was like $100,000 to the people at the Little Caesars Arena.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
A bunch of players across all these leagues are donating money. A bunch of owners and facilities are donating money to still employ the people that, you know, make these events possible, which I think is really important during this time right now. And I appreciate those people doing that.
What do you think has been, do you, in your opinion, do you think it's been taken out of context?
Again, my personality, everything is taken out of context the way society is these days. No, I mean, maybe to an extent, some people's reaction, but no, because it's something that society doesn't understand. It's not like the flu. It's not as common. It's something new. We don't have vaccines for it yet. So I think I appreciate the preventative nature that the country is taking with canceling things, suspending things. Because I think that's better than being naive to be like, ah, everything's going to be great, you know, which is still their job to do. So, you know, mass panic or mass chaos doesn't occur in our country. They still have to kind of put on a front a little bit politically. But I think they're taking the necessary steps right now to contain as much as they can.
But we get to talk to Dr. Roshini Raj later in this episode, just to ask her some questions that you guys, you know, have been wondering. She's a big contributor on the Today Show, and I'm excited to kind of ask her a few things that I've been a little bit worried about too. So,
yeah, she's a board certified gastroenterologist and internist who specializes in women's health. So she probably knows what she's talking about on what's going on inside your body. So we're gonna get here on.
She only went to Harvard. It's not that big of a deal.
No big deal. So yeah, we're going to have her on here soon and talk to her and ask her questions about all this and see what her take is.
But first, let's take a break. Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy. Like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Ellemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Easton, I want to throw it to you. How have you and your lady been?
We've been good. We've been keeping busy. There's been a bunch of house stuff we've been putting off doing, and this seems like a great time to paint the kitchen cabinets.
And, by the way, I saw it and I love the floors.
Oh, thank you. You know, we did those floors. I realized I didn't have a good before picture from after we did the floors, but before we did the cabinets. So I posted that and a lot of people are like, wait, you changed your floors too. I did. Those are peel and stick vinyl squares. So it's literally just like I put stickers on the floor. So we didn't actually...
We didn't actually change it. It looks great.
Thank you. I love it. Thank you very much. That's all Allison's idea and her implementing it. And I just did the grunt work. But yeah.
Is she working from home too?
You know, so my wife works for a museum here in town. And she was really afraid because they closed the museum, obviously. So she was afraid she was going to get laid off. And she was told yesterday that she can't do her job remotely. So they told her just stay home for 2 months and we'll pay you. And we'll reassess. So she's just off for 2 months with pay, which is very cool of them to do that because they don't have to.
Right.
So she's at home painting the rest of the cabinets right now, I think.
How has it been for you guys relationally to be kind of in close quarters?
It's been good. We get along really well, obviously. So things have been good. The thing I'm kind of worried about as we head into multiple weeks of this is like realizing that like I am at home but I still have to work and she does not, so I'm concerned about that potentially being a problem. Like I think I need to set some boundaries, like, hey, between these hours, like, I'm just going to be in front of a laptop typing or editing stuff, and you know, she can be watching Netflix or whatever she's going to do. But other than that, I mean, that's just something I'm concerned about, but I don't think it's going to be a problem. And we've been having fun. We've been building Legos and,
love it.
Yeah, just staying busy.
I feel like that's something though, that you could maybe, cause I think that's a really good point, because I think there's a lot of people that obviously are working from home. So I think you can maybe make it into something, because, you know, she might not know that you have to do what you're doing on your computer. So making it kind of what we do, because there was a lot of mind reading that we've done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you're like sitting on your couch, on the couch doing on your laptop and editing these podcasts, but then she's wanting to talk to you, you might be thinking like, does she not care that, like, does she not understand that I have to work
does
right now?
Does she not see that I'm doing work right now?
But she can't read your mind. She doesn't know that you're doing something. So it's about being proactive and saying, hey, you know, just so you know, for the next couple hours, I have to do my work. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think, Ben?
No, you took the words out of my mouth, because I think this time right now is difficult for the people that aren't used to working at home under the same roof together at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's a challenge in itself. So Jana and I have had experience navigating that, but it's these people who aren't used to that have to work remotely now, and their spouse is right there, like in their space. And that's usually their time away from their spouse. And now it's like everyone's just on top of each other. So I think that's the biggest point that we've realized. And that is like not being afraid to set boundaries and just be like, okay, we're both working from home. What part of the house do you want to work in? What part of the house do I want to work in? Let's first discuss that. Then let's discuss the hours. You know, do we want to have lunch together? Do we, you know, whatever it may be, that way you know the expectations. And like you said, Jana, it's Allison doesn't see Easton and be like, oh, he's just probably just hanging out. Hey, let's talk or let's watch something. And Easton's like, and maybe feel obligated to even do that and say, sure. I'll.
But then you're going to be upset with her later,
right,
and hold that resentment in, which I think too, like to go off your point, Mike, is saying too, maybe not like these are the hours for the day because things are going to change and with the kids being home too. It's just like, hey, do you got the kids for the next hour? Because I have to go, you know, do some posts and do some emails. Mm-hmm. And then let me know what you need. Is there something that you need? So it's about like meeting each other's needs, but also being open to kind of being flexible with the fact that it's not an ideal situation for anyone right now to be working from home and have the kids and all of that. But, you know, if you stop the mind reading and just ask for what you need, but then also be willing to ask your partner what they need too, I think it's going to really lessen a lot of fights.
Yeah, I mean, even like what Jan and I've been doing is, we never typically do this, but we've been alternating mornings because we have the kids all day, and we've even kept Kylie kind of away a lot. You know, we have her come a couple hours just so we can do this kind of stuff, but other than us physically podcasting, she's not here and we're with the kids. So it's like, all right, let's alternate mornings. So yesterday morning I had the kids until 9 a.m. this morning Jana had them till 9 a.m. and I slept in, and tomorrow we're going to both wake up and get them. So it's, I think it's a good way, because you and I never sleep in.
No.
So it was a good way to tackle it, so we're both not worn out come, you know, mid-afternoon, and we're just, the kids are already driving both of us nuts. The other one can kind of take over that hasn't had them, you know, all morning.
I told Mike this other day, though. I was like, I kind of have enjoyed all the time that we've spent with them, and just the, awesome, as the family. It's been so nice. I mean, yes, there's been times where it's been challenging and Jace is whiny and Jolie's, you know, being whiny too, but I've loved every second of it. I truly have. It's been a really nice time to just chill. Now for my personality, it's been tough like anxiety wise, but you know, I'm dealing with it. So, but I think just to go back to your point with Easton and Allison, it's just about, and everyone else out there that are working from home and your peeps, it's just to ask for what you need, ask your partner what they need, and just cut the mind reading. Because when you're stuck inside a house, there's going to be some major arguments happening if you guys don't communicate well.
Yeah, and even down to, I mean, you guys have heard us talk about this a lot, about, especially in our relationship, me verbalizing me time. So not just disappearing and going into another room and you're watching TV and your significant other's like, oh, okay, you're going to help out with dinner, or are you just going to disappear and do your thing, you know? So for us to be like, hey, I need an hour. Hey, tonight, you know what? I just want to go upstairs and do something for me, whatever it may be. That way it's, because we spend all day together, let's not expect that we're going to spend every minute of the entire day together.
So does that mean you don't want to watch a movie with me tonight? The new Reese Witherspoon, Kerry Washington?
Maybe tomorrow night? I'm just
kidding. All right, our guest is about to call in, so
let's take another break.
Get her on the phone.
Get her on.
Yeah. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, guys, as we said earlier, we have a special guest on here. She's actually Health Magazine's medical editor and contributor on the Today Show, and she is Dr. Raj. Dr. Raj, you there?
I am. Hi, guys.
Hey,
how you doing?
How are
it's Mike
you?
And Jana.
Hi, nice to talk to you again. I'm doing all right here in New York City, so it's a little bit crazy over here.
Oh, man. Yeah, how is everything in New York right now?
It's kind of surreal. You know, this is a city that is usually always buzzing, and it's definitely a lot quieter than usual. And then, of course, I work at NYU, and, you know, so a lot of things going on right now, dealing with patients and preparing for a lot more to come. So it's a bit of a crazy time, but we're all trying to keep calm and just do our job.
What is your thoughts on how long this, you know, the school closures and how long this pandemic is going to last for?
Well, I think that it's not an easy question to answer, but I think most people agree it's going to be at least a couple months. And it could be longer. I think what everyone needs to understand is, you know, we are going to see large numbers of people getting very sick. And it's not the majority of people who are infected that are going to get very sick. It's still the minority, but it's still going to be enough people that it's going to be overwhelming to the hospital. So what we can do as younger, healthier people is really the social isolation part. That's going to help stop the spread and get those numbers down to a point where hopefully the hospitals can handle, you know, the ones who do get sick. So even if you're out there feeling like, well, I'm not, you know, of the age group that's really susceptible and I feel fine, you doing your part by staying home is actually going to just help everybody, the hospitals, people who are more prone to getting sick. And remember, if the hospitals are overwhelmed with COVID-19, that means they're not able to treat just the regular things that anybody can get. You know, they fall off their bike and they get a broken arm. You know, we're all going to be suffering if our hospitals are overwhelmed. So it's really in everyone's best interest to really adhere to these social distancing kind of rules and advice. And we can definitely talk about how we should be doing that at home and what's the healthiest way and the safest way. But yeah, that's my little plug for staying at home and flattening the curve as much as we can.
No, I mean, we're 100% for that. I guess when you say a couple of months, in my mind, I'm like, okay, well, I look at China and they have no new cases that just came through. And so that's been that was like, you know, 2 months. So, I mean, I guess, you know, from the time it came, that would be pretty much on par then to what you said.
Yeah, I mean, that's very encouraging, what we're seeing, you know, really today and yesterday coming out of China. But we do have to understand that this is not China, and they were extremely aggressive to a point that we probably could not ever do in this country in terms of really locking down people, monitoring people to a very kind of invasive and intrusive degree that I'm not sure we would allow in this country. So while they had what looks like pretty dramatic results, I don't know that we can really look at that and say, well, oh, they're done in 2 months. That means we'll be done in 2 months. You know, I don't want people to get a little too comfortable. Of course, we should look for hope where we can find it, but mm-hmm. we shouldn't kind of make the assumption that everything's going to go the same way that it did in China.
That brings me to a question I have. You know, from your medical expertise and professionalism, do you think that we as a country have taken, are we being, you know, proactive in our prevention of this? Are we a little late behind some of the decision making? Are we right on time with some of the decision making to close certain things down? Or like, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think most people agree at this point, we were late in testing, in getting available testing to the degree that we should have had it earlier on, because I think if we had that earlier on, we would have then made some of those decisions about closures sooner as well, because we would have more information about the numbers involved. So, I mean, that was in the past. It wasn't great, but it's over now. Now we have to deal with what's going on now. The good news is testing has increased a lot recently, in very recent days. And so we'll get a clearer picture of what the true situation is. But yeah, you know, it wasn't ideal the way it was handled in the very beginning. But now I think people understand the gravity of what's happening on the highest level and are really acting on that. And again, you know, what an individual can do, you know, you're not going to be able to get tests sooner or a cure sooner. I'm not, you know, even in what I do day to day. But there are things that you and I can do in our own lives that will help. If we all do it, will help shorten the duration and, you know, less people will get really sick.
And can you just say a few of those things for our listeners?
Yeah, well, I think one of the things is this whole idea of staying at home and how you do that effectively. So right now we really are, everyone is encouraged if they can work from home to do that, to really stay at home as much as possible. But the question arises, what do you do if you feel sick and, you know, you live with other people? And these are, you know, even just a regular cold that you might not be sure if it is just a cold or something more. For me, I have the issue of I'm going to work every day in a medical center. Then I go home to my kids and I don't want, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be exposing them, because the incubation period for this COVID-19 could be even up to 14 days. So how do you kind of, within your own home, keep everybody safe? And I think there are a few things to keep in mind for that. One is certainly if you're feeling sick, you want to stay within your own room, kind of have your own designated room, and preferably your own bathroom. Now, that's not always possible depending on the living situation, but if you are sharing any type of room, specifically a bathroom, you want to be very mindful of how you're cleaning it. And right now it seems that bleach solutions, diluted bleach, which is in a lot of disinfectants out there, is the most effective way to kill the virus. So you want to be cleaning your surfaces frequently with a bleach type of detergent or solution. You want to be careful of all the things that you're touching that other people may be touching. So, of course, you're not going to share a toothbrush with anyone, but I came across Hello Products just launched these toothpaste tablets. So these are individual use toothpaste tablets that you can just chew and use your own. That way you're not touching a toothpaste tube with anyone else. I bring mine to work as well. But little things like that, being mindful of, you know, not touching surfaces or objects that other family members may be touching as well. And, you know, preferably you don't want to be going out much, but of course you may be ordering food, and don't worry that, you know, the 30-second handoff from the delivery guy, you know, I do want people to realize that usually to get infected, it's a more prolonged exposure. It's not such a short one. So, but anytime you're interacting with someone from the outside world, you want to wash your hands very well. We know now that the virus can survive on hard surfaces for a few days, if not up to even 7 days, some people are saying, but most people say about 3 or 4. So just be mindful that, you know, you want to be frequently cleaning, disinfecting the hard surfaces, and just being mindful of kind of who you're surrounding yourself with.
So first of all, love all of that. I've really, this has been kind of great for me because I've always been a hand sanitizer user, but now I'm really learning how to wash my hands.
Oh, good.
So this has been great. I'm finally washing my hands with soap like a big girl. So that's huge. I know,
right,
I've talked about it before,
right,
on the podcast about like the flu versus corona, and you know how I understand the coronavirus spreads quicker than the flu, I think is what I've heard. But I just, when I look at numbers, yeah, and I'm like, wow, like the flu has killed so many more people. So that's where I kind of get a little bit confused with, you know, why aren't there more precautions taken with the flu?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. And I think a lot of people don't realize how deadly the flu can be. And that's why, you know, people like me and doctors are always saying, get your flu shot, because yeah, the flu affects so many people and actually kills a lot of people in this country every year. Now, with the coronavirus or COVID-19, there are a few differences. It seems to be more contagious, which is obviously not great, and it is, even compared to the flu, more deadly. So that means that if a huge section of our population gets the COVID-19, as is what happens with the flu every year, we will see more deaths due to that than we would generally see due to the flu. So it is actually more deadly. It's just that it hasn't spread to that extent yet, the way the flu does. So we kind of have to wait and see kind of what happens and the progression of that. Hopefully it's not going to, but some people are expecting, you know, that 40-50% of our population will get COVID-19. And because it has a higher death rate, then we are going to see a lot more deaths. But rather than focus on that,
I do have a question with that, though. I know they say a lot of the, you know, older, like our parents and grandparents and stuff. But I was on the phone actually the other day with my girlfriend, Sean Johnson, and she was saying that her her friends, you know, is an ER doctor. And she was saying that there's actually a few cases, you know, of 20, 30 year olds that have not had pre-existing, you know, conditions that are on ventilators.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think this is one of the things we have to understand is this is a new virus. You know, in fact, that's part of the name of it, the novel coronavirus. We're still learning about it. And I think up until, honestly, just a few days ago, most of us and most of the experts were saying this is something that really affects the elderly much, much more. Young, healthy people generally won't get very sick. Recently, just as your friend said, and a lot of hospitals are seeing young people that are healthy getting sick. Still not to the degree as the elderly or people with medical conditions, but, you know, one report said that about 30% of the hospital admissions now are in people that are younger. So this is just one, number one, evidence that we're still learning about this virus and we don't have all the answers. And some of those answers are going to change as we understand more about it and just have more data and more evidence. But the other thing is that everyone has to be careful, and not just out of altruism for those who are older, but for yourself as well, because it does look like now, just in the last few days, it's looking like we weren't 100% right about that. That yes, elderly are more prone to get sick, but young people can get sick too. And a lot of people have been asking me, well, you know, what can we do in terms of boosting our immune system? And you know, at this time, it's not like there's any particular supplement that's been shown to help or any drug that people can just take on their own. But I do strongly believe that the lifestyle that you're leading and the diet that you're consuming does affect your immune system. So how much sleep you're getting, if you're able to stay active daily, I think that does wonders for immune system. Also, what you're eating, you know, there are certain foods that we know have antioxidant and immune boosting properties. I think that probiotics are a great way to boost your immune system. So those are those healthy bacteria that you can get in yogurt and kimchi. There's a nut called berucus, which is this new highly antioxidant containing nut that's lower in fat but high in protein and has some great, you know, micronutrients and magnesium. They're actually, for kind of this whole corona thing, running a promotion where if you do Health Nut, they'll give you a discount. But there are a lot of ways you can boost your diet to really help ward off getting any kind of infection. And, you know, no one's saying it's going to 100% prevent you, and you still have to do all the other precautions. But really taking care of yourself at a time like this, and even managing stress, which a lot of us are experiencing extreme stress right now, that can depress your immune system. So the way you manage that, whether it's yoga or deep breathing or journaling, anything you can do that's going to be kind of your best defense right now.
Yeah, that's, it's funny. I was feeling that the other day. I'm like, oh man, I started to have like a little bit of a sore throat and a headache. And I was just, you know, thinking to myself, I'm like, I think I'm stressing myself out and I'm getting sick because I'm so stressed.
Right. You're absolutely right. Yeah. I mean, when you're stressed and you're not sleeping, then your body mm-hmm. is just primed to get sick. So you don't want to be in that position.
I saw a study on CNN that they said that they actually have injected people with a potential COVID-19 shot. Is that true?
Yes. So they are trying to develop a vaccine, and they're actually starting trials on giving it to people to see if it's going to work. However, it's important to just point out that any actual commercially available approved vaccine isn't going to be here for at least another, most people are saying 12 to 18 months. So that's wow. definitely not a short-term solution, but it is something that needs to be worked on and as is being actively worked on. And the same thing with treatments. You know, it takes a long time to approve any sort of drug for anything in this country, but that process is being kind of fast-tracked and shortened, and there are many people working on many potential treatments, really, you know, in hopes of finding some sort of cure, because as I said, the numbers are going to be so large that anything we can do to treat people so that they're not in the hospital or they're not in the hospital for many days would really be a huge, huge help.
Let me ask you one more question, Dr. Raj, before we let you go. Sure. And, you know, for everyone being cooped up in quarantine and trying to do their due diligence, is it yeah. irresponsible if people are like, hey, you know, we have our close friends, it's two of them and their one kid, let's have them over for dinner just to have some human interaction, but everyone's conscious about washing hands and what they touch and all that. Is that irresponsible to do, or is it still okay as long as you are make sure you're practicing those healthy habits?
I think that's a really good question, and that's something that I have asked myself, and many people have asked me too, because you're right. I mean, as I said, this could be going on for at least a couple months. And it is very, very difficult to feel totally socially isolated for that long. And as much as we love our families, you know, if those are the only people we're going to see for 2 months, we might all go a little batty. So right. I think my answer would be this. Right now, the recommendation is, you know, try not to gather more than 10 people. When you're under 10 people, I think you just have to really carefully think about who are those people you're inviting over and what have they been doing for the last couple weeks. So, for example, me, someone who's going to work every day in a hospital, I'm probably not the person you want to invite over, you know,
so
even with the best
over,
of intentions. Well, I appreciate that. I'll come via Skype or something. But, you know, you really want to, if it's your friend, your close friends, who you know they've been working from home, you know they've been very diligent about really not going out much, their kids are not going on, you know, play dates every other day with different kids, they're not going to the playground. If you know the people well and you kind of trust that they've been as diligent as you have been, I think it's okay. I really do. And then, yeah, you wash your hands and you're careful and but the problem is when you start inviting people that maybe you don't know what they're up to, or they say, oh, can I bring a friend? And, you know, mm-hmm. and it's really just knowing where the people, what they've been up to the last couple of weeks and what kind of risk you want to take there.
Makes total sense. I appreciate that. Well, Dr. Raj, thank you so much for your time. And again, you know, we know that you recently co-founded Tula Skincare line as well. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about that
yeah.
and where to find you?
Yeah, and thank you. You know, this is, for a lot of businesses, not an easy time, so I appreciate the opportunity to tell you about Tula, which is my probiotic skincare line. So I was telling you how much I love probiotics and healthy bacteria. They're great for your overall health. They're also great when they're topically applied onto your skin, and so that's why I founded Tula about 6 years ago, and probiotics is the foundation of the line. It's in every product, and it's great for so many things, anti-aging, for sensitive skin, for acne-prone skin. We're on Tula.com, and we're at Ulta as well. Ulta, unfortunately, has temporarily closed, but Ulta.com is there. And it's a great time to stay home and do a lot of self-care and take care of your skin. So give it a try.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. Raj. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. I hope you both stay well.
All right. You too, babe.
You.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Kovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover, or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today.
I'm starting to freak out, though, with the thing in my throat.
Is that why you're getting quiet over there?
Yeah, because I
keep looking over at Jana, and she just kind of has that look.
Well, because I heard that on Good Morning America, that it's now like 20s and 30s. 20 and 30-year-olds actually, you know, they're on ventilators and really sick. They didn't have pre-existing conditions. So now I'm starting to freak myself out. Mm-hmm. Sean and I the other day were like, oh my God, can I not breathe? Like, because it's scary to think about. So I don't want anyone coming over here that's not, you know. I want us to be like so incredibly careful, because like she said, 40 to 50% of these people are going to get the coronavirus. It's scary.
That's crazy.
So I just think we have to make sure that this, you know, we do our part by staying in and not letting people in.
All right, Captain.
Hey, Easton, do you, well, first of all, a lot of people ask me, what's the email again for them to write in?
That's winddown@iheartradio.com.
So if you have any burning questions for me, Mike, Easton, Mark, Tori, whoever, that's winddown@iheartradio.com. Easton, do we have any emails right now?
We do. We have a couple anonymous ones, which are always fun.
Ooh, I love anonymous ones.
Here we go. Here's the first one. This person says, so ironic that after your Dallas Winddown show, we ended up going out and I was lucky to meet this gem of a guy. It's been great ever since, so I'll forever thank you for keeping us in Texas that weekend longer than we were supposed to. It was kind of fate that we met, and if we get married, you and Mike can be officiants. My question is, we had a deep conversation about faith last night. He said to me, not sure how you feel, but it makes me religious and spiritual, knowing that God was always there and having someone to lean on and talk to. And I definitely talked to him all day, every day. And I said, I also need that same belief in whomever my significant other will be. It's so important to me. My views are totally the opposite. Not that his views are bad, I just don't have a relationship with God at all like he does. Nor have I read a Bible or gone to church that much. We talked through it and worked it out, but I'm just nervous and putting all this effort into a long distance thing, and that will always be above our head. I'm even thinking way down the line if kids get involved too. I'm just curious of y'all's thoughts and perspective.
I think you need to take a breath. I think you're getting a little ahead of yourself, but at the same time, the same little asterisk is you're not too, because those are all really important things to think about. Don't feel, for me personally, don't feel like, oh my gosh, like, because you've never read a Bible, just because you haven't read a Bible doesn't mean that, you know, you're not a religious person. I've never read the Bible, but I still go to church. And even when I wasn't going to church a lot, I still had my religious beliefs and I had faith and I believed in God. So I think everyone just has a different journey with that. And everyone just kind of progresses at different times and has stronger relationships at different times when it comes to that. But I think, you know, just keep, I mean, how do I say this? Where it's like, you should be thinking about those things, but also take a second to just figure out, like, personalities. Like, do you guys like each other's personality? Because it's like you're just going too ahead of, I think, too ahead of the game.
Yes and no, because if
that's why I said yes and no, because I'm like, it's torn.
Yeah. But, you know, the fact that he's bringing up how important God is to him, that he talks to him on a regular basis, you know, all day, every day, I think that's good on him to express the fact that this is very important to him. This is a relationship that he has in his life and is value to him and will always hold value to him.
For sure.
So I think it's just, my only thing is be careful not to adapt yourself based on someone else's belief or what they want to do. But if it's something that you've always wanted to be more engaged in, mm-hmm. lean on them about it. Even ask, be curious about it. It doesn't mean you have to practice the same things he does. And don't get ahead of yourself when you're thinking about kids involved and all of that. Just think about y'all's relationship and how it will affect you guys connecting together. So again, if it's something that you're not against, ask him questions about it. Lean into him about it. Talk about your fears around why you don't do that or your upbringing or whatever it is. That's a great area for y'all to really connect, like, on a much deeper level than most relationships do that early on. So utilize that as a tool.
Yeah, for sure. And then the long distance, it's kind of like just figure out, you know, talk and just have those deep conversations and see if you guys are connected on all levels.
Yep.
That's good advice. Let's do one more. This is also from Anonymous, a different Anonymous. I need some communication advice. My husband is on his phone all the time. He's texting his buddies. He's looking at effing fantasy sports, or he's on Twitter. Not only is it making me feel neglected, but our 7-month-old son sees him on his phone and has now started screaming in order to get his attention. How do I communicate that this is a problem for me? How do I make him hear that when he's home, it would be nice to be both with the baby and I if he were present? When I try to bring it up, my husband gets defensive and uses work as his excuse for always having it. Either he needs to work or he needs to wind down from work. What do you think?
I like the wind down plug. I feel like this is a total struggle for a lot of people. And I think it's kind of like back to what we talked about, the mind reading and coming from a good place and not screaming at him and being like, you're always on your phone. He's not going to hear that. But if you sit down with him from a good place and say, you know, hey, maybe when you guys are like getting into bed or...
Yeah, when he's not actively doing it.
When he's not actively doing it, just be like, hey, I just want to express a feeling and then talk to him about it. Tell him how it makes you feel. Tell him that it makes you feel sad and tell him that, you know, you would appreciate it if, you know, he'd be more mindful. I understand work and if he has to be on his phone, but just be more mindful, especially around the kids too. That's definitely a trigger for me.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you come to him when he's not doing it, you express your feelings around it, but then also you express that you're willing to meet in the middle where it's like, okay, hey, I know you have a lot on your mind with work. Work keeps you really busy. It stresses you out. Maybe when you come home, you know, you say hi to us for a few minutes and then you go into the room or whatever and go sit down for 30 minutes, just you and your phone, and do what you need to do, and then come out and the rest of the night you're ours. You know, just kind of meet in the middle where you're not shutting him down. Because as a man, it's like, we just hate to be shut down. It's like, you can't do that. It just feels parental. Right.
I've heard that before.
So if you're able to kind of meet in the middle and everyone get what they need, then, you know, I think that's the way to go. And I mean, Jana and I are very conscious of that with the kids, because we've done it where if we're up in the playroom with the kids and they start playing by themselves, we don't want to interrupt because it is good for them to play independently. And so maybe we get on our phone to check an email or do something like that. And Jolie's been like, you know, Daddy, play with us. Like if I'm checking the weather, checking even on my phone for a second, I'm like, oh, nope, phone down, gone. Because I just can't handle that guilt that comes with that. So it's important with the kids to talk about that early.
Yeah. And again, come from a good place, because the best thing to do is do it when you're both in a good place and he's not actively on his phone. So good luck. All right. Well,
another episode down. Happy quarantining. And
everyone, stay inside if you can. If you can, stay inside so this can shorten up a little bit. So that's about all I got. And hey, you guys, email in. Let us know how you're dealing with the quarantine. If you have any anxieties or fears, let's talk about it next week.
Let's do it.
Love you guys.
Later.
Bye.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of Matcha Love, made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on etoin.com using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this, because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.